Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Magnificent Seven. Robbie's best seven plays of the weekend. Nobody gives you gambling advice like this anywhere in the world of radio and or sports. Robbie, take it away.
All right, so we got some KBO going on right this minute. Some live action going on underway. First, let's start off with the Doosan Bears against the Samsung Lions. This game is not the one on ESPN2 right now.
The Bears.
The Bears.
So right now, the Doosan Bears are winning 8-4. The sixth
call
inning.
Call that a Wizard of Oz matchup right there.
Well, the Lions haven't been so far they've been so a little bit cowardly because they're down 8-4. They're down 8-4 now. The sixth inning just ended. The live total right now is 15.5 runs. Right now we're sitting on 12 through the first six innings. Now, you guys hear about last night how the Doosan Bears gave up a 9-run ninth inning last night?
I must have missed that one, man. Sorry. But what happened?
Yeah, the NC Dinos scored 9 runs against the Doosan Bears yesterday in the ninth inning alone.
And they won. Wow.
And so
they're coming in with a battered bullpen.
Yeah, yep. And by the way, both teams are deep. Well, the Doosan Bears just got to their bullpen. And the Samsung Lions, they've used 5 pitchers already. And so remember last week, last Friday, when all these runs started happening, all these home runs started happening in the fifth inning of that Doosan Bears game. So if you guys noticed in the KBO, relief pitching, not their thing. And it was at 16.5 like a couple minutes ago. It's down to 15.5. You're getting a bargain. We're going to go over live total on the Doosan Bears Samsung Lions over 15.5. We just started the seventh inning. Bullpens are about to come in.
All right, number two, Robbie.
All right, and so another live game going right now. This one's on ESPN2. This is in the ninth inning. You got the so this one's going to end quick. You got the KT Wiz against the LG Twins. The Wiz are up 5-4 right now. The Wiz have men on the corners with one out in the top of the ninth. They still have to pitch in the bottom of the ninth. And a live line, you got the Wiz giving 1.5. Now, the Wiz, they got a good start today from Odrysimer Despaigne. He went 7 innings. But Odrysimer, by the way, his ERA is under 3. He was never for the KBO. He was not that good for the Marlins. Just pointing that out there. But, the Wiz are fresh into the bullpen. Another reliever just came in and gave up 2 runs at the bottom of the 8th inning. But it looks like the Wiz are about to add some runs here, especially with, the LG Twins. They've used a bunch of pitchers already. And, it looks like we got an intentional walk here, too.
Oh, boy.
So the bases are loaded. So live line, KT Wiz minus 1.5. I'm jumping on it right now. I can't give any more analysis. I might lose. The bet might change.
I think this is more comical than anything else. Him trying to get bets in while a game is going on.
I'm throwing up the KT Wiz right now on my phone so I can get this action. I want to see what's going on.
So on ESPN2, and the LG Twins still get a chance to bat at the top of the ninth, but the KT Wiz have a much fresher bullpen. And I assume the closer's coming in. I assume he's going to be able to shut it down. I mean, the relief pitching has been shaky, I understand, but you got to account for a couple runs here by the KT Wiz in the ninth inning.
All right, number three, Robbie.
All right, now let's get to the bets of the weekend going on. With this one, we have time to break down analysis. Got a little Bundesliga. We got that on tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon for us.
Bundesliga.
That came back, a little German soccer action. You got Bayern Munich against Eintracht Frankfurt. Now, Bayern Munich's a 2.5-goal favorite. Now, it doesn't matter where the game is at. There's no crowd. Well, I guess so. One team has to travel. So, in this case, Bayern Munich would be playing at home, and Eintracht Frankfurt has to make the long trek from Frankfurt to Munich, I assume. But Bayern, they won 2-0 in their first game back from the lockdown. Prior to the lockdown, Bayern Munich had won games 2-0 and 6-0. Now, Eintracht Frankfurt, their first game back, they lost 3-1. Now, the last game before they had the lockdown, they lost 4-0. So if you look at the over-under in this game, it kind of gives you a clue to where I think the game's going to go. The over-under of the game is 4. Bayern Munich's only giving 2.5, and Bayern Munich's had 3 shutouts in the row. So Vegas is trying to tell you something, that Bayern is going to put some goals on Eintracht Frankfurt, and Eintracht Frankfurt's not going to be able to get any on them. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 goals with Bayern Munich.
All right. Bayern Munich with the goals. All right. What's number 4, Robbie?
All right. Little simulated action. Well, this is stuff you guys could get interested in a little bit, because this is older teams. Well, older teams, I mean like 3 years ago. So Saturday night, you got the 16 Cavaliers taking on the 16 Warriors, a rematch of the finals from 2016. Now, here's a little – it's at Golden State, but here's an interesting twist here. The Cavs are 2.5-point road favorites at the Warriors. They're throwing 4 hogfish on. I know the Cavs beat the Warriors in that finals, but the Warriors would never be underdogs, home underdogs, to any team, even those Cavs teams. They would never be
73 home underdogs. 73-win team? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they would never be home underdogs, but – it feels like a trap. It feels like they're trying to sucker the consumer into taking the home dog, getting points. A 73-win Warrior team getting 2.5 points. It feels like a trap. And
so is that like a boomerang fish? Like, what does that mean when you throw 4 hogfish at a sketchy line, but you think the line is meant to make you feel like it's sketchy? What the hell is that?
It means stay away from taking the Warriors. It means like, you know, it just stinks, it reeks. Something's off. That's why I'm throwing hogfish on it, because they're nasty fish. And Durant hasn't gone to the Warriors. Durant hasn't gone to the Warriors yet. There won't be any Durant. LeBron is unstoppable in 2K. Like, you know, just watching these guys make some crazy shots as it is. LeBron is just a monster in 2K. Like, he's basically unguardable. And in every one of these simulated games, like, the weird result happens. Like, last week I fell for the trap. I took the Heat. Against the Hornets. They're only laying, like, 1 point. And the Hornets kicked the crap out of the Heat. Now, I should have known that based on what happened in the last game before the coronavirus. But I feel like a lot of these simulated lines, it's not real. Like, this wouldn't happen in a real game, and I'm taking the Cavs. I'm laying the 2.5 points. I feel like it's a trap.
Big double play for the LG, for the LG Twins, and so they get out of the inning with down only a run, Robbie.
That bet's already a loser. They have first and third. And they misrepresent. I saw first and third, and then I saw a guy getting intentionally walked. I thought the bases were loaded.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. They just rounded. They grounded into an old double play. So the
all
first
do is
loss. Do you want to make it a magnificent 8? I'll let you give it a new bet if you want to.
Well, we'll see. We'll get through these bets first, and then we'll see.
Number 5. Right. Number 5, Robbie.
All right. So we got a little match on Sunday. You know,
a little match there, love.
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, whatnot. There's a bunch of prop bets that are out there. Like, one of them is who's going to have their NFL highlights shown first, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. It's even money both ways. Now,
definitely Brady.
Yeah,
they're going to show them playing against each other.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, but they won't be on the field on the same highlight. They're like,
yeah,
you know,
it would have to be the only way that could be a draw is if it's like a
yeah.
split screen.
Oh, okay. They got to show Tom Brady first. He's with Tiger.
Oh, is that true? Yeah, they're gonna go show Brady first, dude. Especially they're gonna get the documentary out. How many times do you think we're gonna see that 30 for that trailer?
Yeah, but that's TNT though. It's on TNT. They don't care.
Oh, okay.
Why would they promote a documentary?
Well, it's Brady. If you got Brady on your broadcast, they're going to show that. They're going to.
And Brady's not on any broadcast. And guess what?
What?
And Peyton Manning does the stuff with ESPN.
The detail.
Yep.
Yeah, but
so I think they go Brady.
Yeah, I don't think there's what reason do they have to show a Peyton Manning highlight? Like, Brady's been more in the news recently. Peyton Manning hasn't played in several years, and now Brady's changing teams, and now he's reunited with Gronk. You don't think they're gonna show him a throwing a touchdown pass to Gronk? And hey, how does it feel to have Gronk back? You know, so yeah, it's definitely gonna be Tom Brady. The fact that it's the same money both sides, it's stupid. There's no reason for it to a Peyton Manning highlight to come up first. At least I take Brady.
Where is this match taking place? Is it down here?
Yeah, it is down here. Is it in one of the ones in the pump in Palm Beach?
Oh, can I go? Can I go drive to it? Am I allowed?
No.
Oh, all right.
We are gonna go to Fight Island on that boat.
There's no Fight Island anymore.
All right, so is that the prop bet you're going with, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm going with Brady to have Tom Brady for his NFL highlight to be shown first before Peyton Manning.
All right, number six, Robbie.
All right, another prop bet from the match. So, there's a prop bet out there about whether or not Tom Brady is going to be repping Bucks gear for this match. And believe it or not, the yes is the favorite at minus 250.
Oh, really?
Which, Leroy, I don't know about you, but like whenever you went out to play golf in your playing days, were you repping Browns and Vikings gear every time you were out playing golf?
No, not unless it was one of those tournaments.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would Tom Brady be like, oh, I'm about to go play golf. Let me put on my Bucks gear on.
Is he what kind of shoes does he wear?
I'm pretty sure he's Under Armour.
He'll have Under Armour shoes on, and Under Armour stuff. They will outfit him nicely.
So
or TB12 gear.
No. TB12. He's under contract. Here. Anytime you have a shoe deal, you get all that stuff for free. If they know you're gonna play in some event, right? And they have golf stuff, watch. You'll be wearing Under Armour stuff. It might have TB12 on it, but it'll be Under Armour stuff.
Was TB12 an Under Armour brand? Like, is it?
No, it's a Tom Brady brand.
So you're going Robbie?
He'll wear Under Armour.
Yeah, the no pays out at plus 185. I jump on it now. I think money's going to start pouring in on no. It just doesn't make any sense. Even in their promotional picture, the match. Come watch the match this Sunday. Tom Brady. They're showing Tom Brady playing golf. He wasn't wearing any NFL gear. Even when he was on the Patriots, he wasn't not wearing any NFL gear. Just doesn't seem like Tom Brady. Take the no.
I could see him wearing like Bucks colors, but I don't know about Bucks gear. Maybe like he goes the old. The old creamsicle socks or something like that. A little Ricky Fowler style. That's what I would go with. Anyway, number seven, Robbie.
All right. You know how sometimes you go fishing and you go fishing for, you know, some snapper and then every now and then you bring in a sailfish?
Like, you of course. Know?
So this bet just found me. I wasn't in the market looking for this bet. I just saw it and I'm like, woo. Interesting. So you could bet. I know you could bet on anything, but I did not honestly think you could bet on this, but you can. You could bet there's an over-under better out there of NFL arrests between May 27th, which is Monday, and September 10th, which I assume is the first day of the season, supposed season. The over-under is set at 7.5 arrests between now and between Monday and the first day of the season. Now, for reference, you got to go to usatoday.com/sports/NFL/arrests. It has a huge table of all the arrests. So if you do the math, that's a 106-day period of arrests. Now, the past 106 days, there's been 8 NFL arrests, but 4 of those happened on one day, and 2 of them were in the same incident. If you go back to the same time period last year between May 27th and September 10th of 2019, there were only 5 arrests. So I assume players have to start practicing soon. If the season starts getting ramped up, there might be rules preventing players from going out and whatnot. I feel like 7.5 arrests just seems a little too high, and it's even money both ways. So I'm going to take the under 7.5 arrests between Monday. I mean, people could get arrested this weekend as long as they don't get arrested Monday. Between Monday and September 10th, NFL players under 7.5 arrests.
It is Memorial Day.
Oh, somebody said it's Manning and Tiger versus Phil and Brady.
What we said.
No, you have it Brady and Tiger.
But that's not part of the bet. The bet is just which highlights gonna get
right
first.
But I'm just saying, we've been saying all day that Tiger's playing with Brady.
Either way, I still feel like Tom Brady's highlights getting shown first.
Hey, our texters get us. You think they're commenting on the basketball, the baseball, the fast pitches, the good hitting? Nope. uh-oh, pitcher in the KBO game has a man bun.
Do you want an extra bet,
yeah,
Robbie?
You know what? I'm not going to say no to an extra bet. I mean, come on. I wanted to do the over-under for that game, but it was scratched off the board. It was taken out because I knew the relief pitching was shaky. So, you know what? Let's have a little fun. Right now, the LG Twins have just taken the lead, but they've taken the lead as far as being a favorite to win the game. So, right now, the KT Wiz are underdogs, even though they're winning right now in the bottom of the ninth. And it looks like just somebody just doubled. The relief pitching has been shaky in the KBO. Oh, a mound visit. Oh, that's never good. That's never good.
He's battling with himself as he goes.
And so I'm trying to figure out how many people are base because they don't have that up there right now. Hold on. Let me
get with the graphics, ESPN.
Yeah, come on. We got live action to bet here. And so right now it's in the bottom of the ninth. It looks like there's a pitching change coming in. Oh, the fact that their closer wasn't in there at the beginning, that means their bullpen, they have like some sort of weird closer by committee situation. So you know what? But I don't like laying the -195 for a team that's losing. I'm not doing it. Give me the KT Wiz +135. They're already winning. All they got to do is hold on to the lead. I know there's in a shaky situation right now, but I'm not laying 195 for a team that's already losing in the bottom of the ninth. I'm just not doing it.
All right, there you go. The Magnificent Seven,
eight
with a little side bet action,
a chase bet,
a little chase bet to get yourself going into the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.